But Collins with two good looks had to steal on the first possession. I think Gion was anticipating getting fouled and
looked like she kind of looked over her shoulder and somebody to pass it to, but you got to take that thing strong to the basket.
And now the lead in double digits here. In the middle, the Sharon goes up and throws in the corner instead to Smitty. She fakes, dribbles it back out front. Across the floor here to Wood. In the middle to Sharon. Down low, wide open, good play. High low. And Cundiff lays it, or and Sharon lays it in. And quick timeout here for Collins. And
not everybody got the call.
Yeah.
Half of them were in the huddle, the other half not playing.
So timeout here on the floor. 30-second timeout. It's a step away. 6:52 to go here in the third. Southwestern opening up their lead, 31-18.
Hey, Shelby County, Duncan is in town. The new Duncan at 1530 Midland Trail Suite 1 is now open 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. each day with a modern, inviting interior and a convenient drive-thru. Start your day at Duncan with a breakfast sandwich and some hash browns. Treat yourself to a tasty donut. For a healthier option, pick up a yummy veggie and egg white sandwich. Don't forget a delicious premium coffee, iced or hot. Maybe an iced or hot tea or frozen chocolate. Duncan has those too, plus bagels, muffins, and more. You have to come by and see all that Duncan brings to town. Shelbyville runs on Duncan. Duncan underwrites WXLM Radio.
31-18. Southwestern leads it. Collins basketball. Federally in the front court. Crossover dribble. Going to be trapped. Leaves it off underneath. McGibbon wide open under the basket. Laid it in. Good look there by Federally. And a much-needed bucket for Collins. Cut the lead down to 11 here, 31-20. Collins trying to trap here in the half court. Easily broken by Southwestern. Wood with it. Free throw line here. Sharon, step back jumper, good. I'll make that Cundiff, 23, not 24.
Cundiff's got a nice game inside and out.
Both her and Sharon, both nice-looking players. Federley being double-teamed and threw it away.
Think about those two. They know what they do well. They don't try to do anything they don't do well, and that.
And play good off one another. Looking to drive. Sharon, little short jumper, no good. And tapped out and rebounded by Harris. Leaves it down underneath to Cundiff, blocked by McGibbon, and out of bounds.
Haley, the first time, was going up the floor. The ball was knocked out, and she was running it. The ball was behind her. She didn't see it until it was too late.
Inbounded out to Cundiff. Right side to Harris. In the middle to Sharon. She'll shoot the free throw line jumper. No good. Rebounded by Warfield. Gets it away to Federley. Libby coming up the right side. Still on the dribble with
it. Going to over.
Leads it off for McGibbon. Short jumper. Good. 33-12. Southwestern leads it. Smitty crossed the floor to Wood. Still in the backcourt. Collins trapping.
Collins trying to pick the pace up there a little bit. Oh.
Partially deflected in 10 seconds. Good job there by Hallie Renfro out front to get a hand on it. And a 10-second goal will turn it back over to Collins, but Collins seems like they play better in transition, you know?
Yeah, you're right. I agree.
It's this half-court defense. They've somewhat struggled. Federley leaves it off for Warfield straight away. Trini looking to drive right, spinning in late, short jumper in front of the basket, rolling in.
I don't know why she don't do it every time. She actually told Mary Claire to get out of the way to open up the lane.
33-22, Southwestern turns it over, trying to throw a full length of the court pass off the hand of Harris, out of bounds.
24, say 22. What you said, 33-22?
33-24.
I'm sorry.
Down to 9, I'm sorry, man.
That's why I got you here. That's why I'm here. You got a scoreboard, this thing is huge.
Can't miss it, that's
looks
for
like,
sure.
Looks like my dinner plate at Golden Corral.
Yeah, it's not that big.
There's no chocolate fountain coming out of the middle of it.
I don't think you can go back to that scoreboard, though. Clearly, that's straight away to McGibbon. Right side to Hallie Renfro. Hallie going to look to drive.
No good
pass down low to Federley, and it's stripped away from her. Out of bounds. No, didn't go out of bounds. Picked up instead by Smitty.
I thought 20 was out of bounds when she hit it, but
Smitty stepping. They blocked out of bounds by Warfield. Trinity got up and spiked that one.
That's a nice pass out here by Hallie.
And sure that's all, Libby. So 33-24, midway through the third here. Inbounded to Sherry. It's going to force a tough shot and scored it.
Oh my goodness.
Up to head to Haley Renfro. Leaves it off for Warfield. Goes to the basket and fouled.
by Cunda. Good extra pass there by Hay. Had a chance for a three. They hit a cutting Warfield. Trinity trying to get going here a little bit offensively. She has such an advantage.
So Warfield's the line. First free throw, good.
She kind of struggles at this part of the game. Well, I did. Didn't look bad.
No, one thing. She didn't take any time to get
out of
that.
Got it. Boom.
Cuts the lead down to 10.
Jeez.
Second free throw. This one's short.
She didn't stare down the rim. Jimmy Dart.
Garden is yard.
Garden.
With that, but
oh, dribble over there.
Out straight away to Sharon. Guarded by Haley Renfro. Left side to Wood. Wood now in the corner to Smitty. She'll shoot the third. This one's short. Rebounded by Fedley. Libby coming out on the run with it.
Well,
on the move. Going to go all the way to the basket. Goes up and can't score it, but will draw the foul.
Fell on Cundis. 20.
Fell on Wood, her first. Libby at the line, trying to cut into this lead. Free throw up. Got it. Libby's first point since the first quarter.
Got off to a big start. 8 early.
Second free throw. This one rolling off. No good. And Collins left some points on the board. Lead back to 9 here. 35-26. Left side here to Smitty. Behind the back dribble. Gets it into front court. Collins in a 2-3 zone. And Smitty going to take a high ball screen. Kick it over in the corner to Wood. Wood gets it over to Sharon. Now in the corner to Harris. She'll shoot the three. This one well short. Rebounded by Harris. Goes up and made it. I wasn't going to rim out, but scored it.
That's just, you got to get that long rebound. That's unacceptable. You got to get the rebound. That ball bounced twice.
Bradley going to take a ball screen. A lot of contact. Gives it off for Hallie Renfro. Back to Warfield. Trinity, the full head of steam, goes to the basket and scored it off the board.
They don't want to get in front of her.
So, you know, Collins just needs some stops defensively here. Much better offensively. Sharon, tough shot. Nice high-low. Now blocked by McGivin. Taken out by Bradley. Libby, one on two, going to stop, leave it off for Hallie Renfro, goes to the basket, no good, rebounded by Federley, no good, tapped out of bounds, will stay with Collins. Timeout here on the floor, and we'll step away as well. Collins trying to battle and hang in it, and they still trail it, 37-28. You're listening to Ladies Fighting Basketball, here on Power 93.3, WXLN. WXLNRadio.com.
When the calendar turns to the month of March, it's not uncommon for Hoops fans to get wrapped up in all the madness. At SJB Sports Legends, we can appreciate that excitement. SJB Sports Legends is family-owned and has been a staple of the Shelby County community for over 20 years. From Letterman jackets, custom screen printing, and embroidery, Sports Legends provides you with great selection, personal customer service, and all of your local sports team's apparel. SJB Sports Legends, where your team is our team.
SJB Sports Legends underwrites WXLN Radio.
Unlock the potential of your outdoor world at your locally owned Cub Cadet dealer, Jacoby Sales, with innovative zero-tiered mowers, lawn tractors, utility vehicles, and professional products. Every Cub Cadet machine is engineered with you in mind to deliver incredible strength, durability, and comfort. And only Jacoby Sales stocks genuine parts, accessories, and trained service technicians to keep your equipment running at peak performance for years to come. Commercial products are intended for professional use. Test drive American strength today at Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville, your local Cub Cadet dealer. For expert advice, superior service, and exceptional offers. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN Radio.
Main Street parades, concerts downtown, Shelby County Fair, and going to high school basketball games are traditions that never get old. And what makes those traditions great are the people. Shannon Funeral Service has been a tradition for 152 years, and what's the best part has been the employees there who are trustworthy with community roots. Shannon Funeral Service, a tradition of good people. Call 633-1266 or see our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com.
Shannon Funeral Service underwrites Power 93.3 and WXLNRadio.com.
93.3 WXLN. 37-28. Southwestern leads it. Collins basketball inbound to Warfield. Going to force her way. The basket goes up through contact. Scored it, and it was down to 7. As you mentioned, Scott. No man, no answer for Warfield on the block. He's got to stay on the floor.
No answer.
37-30. Up ahead to Harris.
And on this end, we do a good job with the initial offense, I mean defense. He's got to get the defensive rebound.
Collins now in a 1-3-1. Harris. Nearly a travel, I agree with you. Back out front here to Smitty. Out to Wood, now in the corner. Harris will shoot the three. No good. Short, passed up, and finally taken out by Warfield. Gets it away to Federley. Libby coming up the left side.
Take it. Take it.
Still going. Going to spin in the lane, draw the contact. Short jumper, no good. A lot of contact, no call.
That was a good deal. That girl was standing there straight up and down. Really could have got a call for Watkins. I don't think that was a foul. I think that was a good defense. I don't mind her taking it, though, sir.
Right now, Collins with her bigs on the floor, really playing well. Foreman forcing her way in, kicks it back out. Short jumper in the lane, no good. Tapped up by McGibbon, and taken out by Mary Claire. Gets up ahead to Ferry, throws it away. Really got to come back to the ball. Harris going to drive the basket, blocked by McGibbon, taken out. Haley Renfro has it. She's in trouble. Gets it away to Warfield.
Woo!
Warfield cross court here to Hallie Renfro. 109 to go. Hallie on the fifth. Head of steam goes to the basket, goes up, scored it, and draws a foul!
Really like a dance, go get the ball off the floor. But once Haley got it, head of steam went in, got over to her strong side and finished.
First basket of the game for Hallie Renfro cuts this lead down to five, and she's at the free throw line trying to cut into the lead. Free throw in the air. Got it. So Collins on a run. It's cut it down to four here, 37-33. Smitty dribbling through the pressure. Up ahead, right side to Harris. Harris is going to leave it off in the corner to Wood. Back out front to Smitty. Right side, Wood. She'll shoot the three. Got it. Big three for Wood. Back to seven. Haley Renfro leaves it off for Warfield. Trinity spinning in the lane. Deflected out to Haley Renfro. She ball fakes. Leaves it back to Warfield straight away. Trinity trying to force her way in and has it deflected and stolen.
Once she turns her back, the girl came from behind her and knocked it down. They're not going to let her. They're going to try to stop her like he did Livy in the first half.
Three again from the corner. No good. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Federley. I thought it may have been a little over the back from Cundiff, but I think if Libby just maintains her possession, probably her position probably gets that call.
Collins doing a lot of the defense that Southwestern did in the first set, making them shoot a lot of threes right now.
And Smitty wide open for another three, and this one no good. Rebounded by Federley. Libby is going to be a one-on-two. Going to take it to the basket, goes up, and scored it!
Once Libby gets ahead of steam, then she's hard to stop.
6 seconds to go in the corner. Harris across the floor to Smitty. 3 seconds.
Don't foul.
Oh, the pin deflected by Warfield. Shot at the buzzer. No good. And Collins with a quick run. And it's cut it down to a 40-35 lead at the end of three. You're listening to Lady Fighting Basketball. Real power, 93.3. WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.